Jaffy, if you're off that. Billy, start with you.
Hello,
good morning there. Is it possible to speak to Henry, please?
Speaking.
Fantastic, Henry. It's just Ben giving you a call from MMA Legal. Giving you a call, we've received an inquiry in regards to the Scottish Redress Scheme. You know the children's homes claims in Scotland?
Aye.
So we're just giving you a call to get that set up and get the ball rolling for you, if now's a good time for you, Henry.
Aye, sorry.
Yeah, no problem. That's fine. So let's just load up your claim form for yourself. Just give me a moment. Okay. Now, just to confirm, pal, as well, I've got your name on the system here. Now, your name is showing up as Henry Burgess Jr. New.
Aye.
Yeah, is that all one word, the surname? Is it B-U-R-G-E-S-S-K-N-R?
Junior. Burgess Junior.
Yep. Okay, perfect. No problem. That's fine. Just to confirm there, we have a email address on the system of henryburgessjr@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yep, fantastic. And, of course, your mobile number, the one ended in 083. Nice. On the system, so let's get that down. And, Henry, can I just take your date of birth, please, pal?
It's the 22nd of August, 1979.
Fantastic. And just your address at the moment. So your door number and your postcode, please.
Flat 01-128 Nielsen Road.
Yep, postcode?
Paisley, PA2. 6E for Echo, P for Papa.
Fantastic. Let's have a look at that one for you. Have a look, see what comes up. So, Neilston Road, yeah? And
yeah.
It's flat 01128. Is that right?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. This passed by me a second. That takes a while to load. To load it with correct address. There we go. So, Neilston Road. PA2 6E Echo Papa, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, we've got down some flats. 01128 Nelson Road. And have you ever been known by any other names as all Henry? Have you ever changed your name for any reason whatsoever?
No, not at all, no.
No, you always have. No, no reason. Fine, that's fine. And, okay, that's fine. How old are you at the moment, Henry?
Yeah, I'm 46.
46, okay. And what are your parents' names, pal?
It was Anne Burgess. Henry Burgess.
And what was the surname? What was the name of the person that you'd be like, sorry, what's Henry Dad?
Yeah, Henry Burgess.
Henry, give me your something.
Same name.
Yeah, that's fine. And you know your name on your birth certificate, is your name just Henry Burgess, like your father's?
Yeah. Just Henry Burgess, my files.
Yeah. No problem, that's fine. No worries. Okay, so get your father's name. Do you know where you was living before you went into care, Henry? So the address you was living at?
14 South UK, St. Bridgeville.
What was that, sorry, pal? You put out then.
14 South UK, St. Bridgeville.
Bridgeville. Okay, no problem. And have you got any brothers or sisters at all, Henry?
Yeah, I've got an older brother.
Yeah, what's his name?
Two younger brothers. William, yep.
William, yeah. Any others, did you say?
Yeah, my brother Christopher Burgess.
Christopher? Yeah.
My brother John Roger.
How are you spelling that surname?
Roger, R-O-D-G-E-R.
Okay, perfect. No worries there. And what authority were you cared under? Was it at the time, was it Bridge of Weir?
It would have been Johnston, roughly Johnston. It was the social work department that dealt with it.
And how old was you when you went into care?
Yeah, I must have been like 13, 14, 13.
13, yeah. And do you know what care home you was placed into? Which one it was?
It was one through in Hout Christoph Howard. Can't remember the name of it. Can't remember the name of it.
Where was it, sorry? What area?
Just off of Howard, Johnston.
Johnston. I don't remember the name. No problem, that's fine. Okay, and who would you like your beneficiary to be, Henry? So, for example, God forbid it happens, but if something was to happen to you tomorrow or in the next year. Who would you like to receive your money if you're not here to do so?
It would be my girlfriend's obtaining you, if you want to get it.
Yeah, and what's your girlfriend's name, Paul?
Fiona, get it?
Fiona?
Fiona, yes.
Garrett's is his surname, yeah?
G-A-R-E-T-T-E.
Yep. Perfect. That's fine. Okay, and just to confirm with yourself there, well, and also I've got your date of birth to the 22nd of the 8th, 1979. Let's go down to the second
date. Great.
Yeah, no problem, that's fine. Okay, and so we've got that down, that's fine. Do you have a number for Fiona, a telephone number?
Yeah, I need to reach one partner. Yeah, just now.
Yes, oh, no worries. And you can give us that at a later date. And Henry, what was the reason why you actually went into care?
It was because of my mould up relationship, but it enables back door hut. The police going, my ma had me been there, she'd been out overnight, staying with her boyfriend at the time, and they were getting babysat off a neighbour. But my brother started a fire within our neighbour's back door. They called the police, contacted social work, got involved, and we took into care.
Yeah. Okay, and what was the type of thing that was happening to you while you was in care?
Yeah, just the usual stuff, like Billy, the things like that. Just all that stuff.
Yeah. Now, there is two things we do need from you, Henry. We do need photo ID and proof of address. So this would be a driving licence or a passport, or even a bus pass, and then just a letter. Prove where you live. What I'm going to do. Yeah, so do you use WhatsApp on your mobile phone?
I do, yeah.
You do. What number do you use on? What number is it on? So I can send you a message. It's not showing as you're on WhatsApp, you see. I'm trying to send you a message now, you see. It's not letting me do so. Give me a second. Let me refresh WhatsApp, see if that helps. Like I say, what needs is just a picture of your license or your passport or your bus pass, whichever you've got.
Yeah.
And then just a letter of your address. Yeah, no, that's all you'd need. That'll be fine. So let me just try and WhatsApp you again. So he's still showing I can't WhatsApp you at all, I'm afraid.
Maybe it's because I'm on the phone or something.
Yeah, let me try on a different phone. Try one of the work phones. Just bear me a second. So put your number down, so 7956 111 083. It's fine. Let's see if I can send you a quick message now. See, he says the phone number is not on WhatsApp, you can save it to your phone instead. So it's showing us the number's not on WhatsApp, you see. What I can do anyway, like I say, if it's not showing up, I can send you a quick email over. You can do it via email if that's a bit easier.
I can type in this number here.
I tell you what, try and WhatsApp my number if you can, the number I'm calling from. Oh, not the number I'm calling from, sorry, it's the office number. So the office number is, let me just get it up for you, find it. This is the office WhatsApp number, so it is 0787
8.
Yeah, so 0787 398 4654 8.
Aye.
Yep, so you send the picture there. So send a picture of your driving license. So we need to see the full documents and then a picture of a letter as well to prove your address. And then, like I say, with that, what we can do then is, in a moment, you're going to receive also a text message from myself, a link on for you to sign, Henry. So just give me a second, because I want to get this filled out. While you're taking a picture of the ID, so if you can just take a picture of the ID for me and get that sorted.
Okay, I'll take it back to the I can get my ID, so I'm not
in. Oh, is that your house?
I'm not in. Oh,
okay, no problem then. No worries then. So when you're at home, like I say, get that done for us. What I'm going to do in a moment, Henry, is I'm going to send over a text message to your phone with a link on it, with our, obviously, our terms and conditions and such. Now, all you need to do when you receive it is simply click the link and it'll take you to the page where there's just a signature box. Now, You can proceed with a redress Scotland application. You can have out a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. Now, with ourselves there, we do obviously not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement. Now, the way we work is on a no-win, no-fee agreement. So if you're unsuccessful, there's absolutely no charge whatsoever, and only on a successful claim, the solicitor just takes 16% of that. It works out as 20% with VAT. All right, pal. So I'm going to send that over for you in a moment. When do you reckon you'll be at home so you can send the ID over? When do you reckon that'll be?
It'll be something this afternoon, maybe.
Yeah, no problem. That's fine. Like I said, I'll wait for that. Once you've got that, your case will be fully submitted. Like I say, once you get the text message in a moment with the link on it, just get that done as soon as possible because we can't do anything without that there, Henry. Okay?
Aye.
Perfect. Not a problem, Henry. Like I said, if you struggle sending the documents or anything, just give me a quick call on this number or send me a quick WhatsApp to that number that I gave you and I'll be able to give you a call straight away, okay?
Thanks a lot, Lee.
No worries, pal. You have a lovely day. Thanks for your time there, fella.
Yeah, you
speak to you soon. Thank you.